Mythbusters Behind the Myths will be at the Nokia Theater tonight at 8 p.m. The show is based off the series Mythbusters, but I'd like to think that.
Right.
Hate to show up and they're not doing what they normally do on the show. It's like they're another hip-hop cover band. Mythbuster Rhymes.
This is not at all what I was planning on.
Where is the Adam Savage? Get him in here.
Oh, there he is.
Good to see you, sir.
How are you guys?
Very good.
Excited to have you.
You're taking the show on the road.
We have been taking the show on the road. 26 shows in 22 cities in 25 days.
Oh, my God.
This is my penultimate. We come back to San Francisco tomorrow, San Jose.
Okay, so tonight, then you're finally home with the wife and the kids and the dogs and the whole thing.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
So it's based on the television show, obviously.
It is. Yes, it is based on the television show.
I was hoping. I was like, I show up and it's something completely different.
I wish I could get Jamie to rap.
The Mythbuster Rhymes thing. You guys got to do that. Just to freak people out and go, no, we're not doing anything like the show tonight. We're just going to rap.
I heard that and I loved it. It would be a great rap battle, but
is it a myth? Can he rap or anything? We're going to discover that.
Is every show, like 25 cities, you say? 26 cities? Is every show the same?
No, because one of the key things we do is we bring up a ton of people from the audience. So there's a lot of audience participation and we pit them against each other. It's like one of the early bits we do. We bring up the tiniest little girl in the audience, and we pit her against the biggest dude we can pull out of the crowd. And the girl always wins. And it's bringing up people means that the show is different every single night. And that's really fun.
And interactive. So people, is there a particular place you shouldn't sit if you don't want to be picked?
No, it's not like a Gallagher concert.
They're plastic, they're hard hats, something might explode.
There's ponchos underneath the first three rows.
One of our favorite tools on Mythbusters is a high speed camera, slowing things way, way down. So we brought one out on tour and we bring members of the audience up and we get them to do stuff on the high speed camera that's just amazing. You have no idea how good this looks at high speed.
Can you slow it down as well? Can the camera do both?
Yes.
You can't hear it,
but you watch. I mean, and we put it on this huge screen. And you just see people's lips.
It is one of those things like when I watch UFC and you see a guy get hit and in real time, you're just like, oh, and they go, let's go back and take a look at that. And then they just show it slow. And you see the guy says,
We did a sobering up myths years ago where we drank some single malt, got to the legal limit, and tried black coffee, vigorous exercise, and smacking in the face to see if they would sober you up. Smacking actually worked better than anything else.
So you're like, come on, now we got.
But we have this footage. I was about 30 pounds heavier than I am now of Jamie full on laying into the side of my face, and like all the flesh of my face moves over about 3 inches.
So that's going to happen tonight. It's one of the things you're going to do tonight.
Yes.
And
they're getting drunk on stage, and then they're going
to try to smack
each
other.
There is footage of the smack, but I'm not getting smacked.
Now, from the show, was there a myth that you did actually think was true that you were surprised yourself and turned out to be busted?
Yeah. There's not a fisherman in the world who doesn't know that if a cable on a boat gets stretched to its breaking strength and breaks, that it could whip through you like a sword and cut you in half. And this is a totally fisherman's old wives' tale. And we thought, oh, it's totally true. So we figured out a ways to stretch cable to its breaking strength and cut it with a hydraulic cutter. And we figured out a way to make it swing at this like incredibly fast speed. And we put pig carcasses in the way of its swing. And after 3 hours of four different kinds of cable, we had dented the pigs, but we hadn't broken any skin. And it was one of those cases. I called up the producer who had done all the research for months on this and said, do you have any first-person accounts? I mean, you have doctors that say someone's legs got cut off by a cable, but that could be the cable stretched to a pier and they got caught between a boat and the
right.
pier.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. And she said, I'm sure I do. And she went and looked, and she called me back 10 minutes later and said, no first-person accounts. So we started the day sure that we were going to prove this, and we ended the day busting it completely. And I have to say, I was just a tad disappointed.
Yeah.
Is this the most fun you've ever had in your life doing this? Because the smile on your face when you're telling stories and the things you get to do. And we got pig carcasses.
Let's try to.
We spent 3 hours doing this. That's awesome.
Now, is there ever a situation where you're like, you wouldn't be a willing participant because you're nervous that it could go south? And you've got the wife and the kids, and you're like, oh, I don't think I'm going to do that. Why don't you do that?
Well, we try and set everything up so that it doesn't require us to get past fear of doing what we're doing. I mean, we're not paragons of physical fitness, so I would like to think that everything that we do on the show, most people could do,
okay,
like under the circumstances that we've set up. I escaped from an underwater car a few years ago, and I've done it twice. Well, we did this one upside down, and the car, to make a long story very short, the one thing we didn't plan for was that the car had been owned by a smoker. And we'd cleaned out 300 cigarette butts. And the moment the car filled with water and I opened my eyes underwater, they burned like I'd put chilies in them because of the tar and nicotine in the upholstery.
Oh my God.
And I genuinely lost my bearings in the car, ran out of air, went to grab an air supply of my safety diver who was in the back seat upside down trying to cut himself out of the seat belt.
Jesus.
And he put I put the regulator in my mouth, but I put it in upside down.
And he's
down.
A smoker too. And so you're like,
He was vaping.
Yeah.
But I put the regulator in upside down and I got a lung full of water. And that was one of those really, really rare situations on the show where basically my proclivity not to panic is the only thing that made that go okay. And that's too close for us. We're not adrenaline junkies.
Yeah, no. What were we trying to prove in that?
What we had heard was that escaping from an underwater car that goes upside down is much more disorienting. And we found exactly that.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I mean, with the after the,
and the doors
nicotine
won't open,
in my eyes.
The doors won't open unless the car is filled with water, too.
Exactly.
All
exactly
the water on
right.
the outside creating pressure. Now, have you ever tried the you can't feed pigeons Alka-Seltzer? Or
no.
Or they explode?
No.
Is there any reason
no.
why you won't do that?
He's an animal lover.
I don't think pigeons are going to. No one cares about pigeons, right?
I think we would run into trouble if we were actively stepping on cockroaches on camera.
Yeah. When you're on TV.
We're never going to do. You know, actually, in the first season of MythBusters, we got in big trouble because everyone wanted us to do poodle in a microwave. Poodle in a microwave. So, of course, we're never going to do that.
Adam.
But we did a promo where we rented a show poodle and we put it on a microwave and we said, coming up on MythBusters, we test all those microwave myths. And then Jamie turns to the poodle and goes, don't you want to go in there? Go in that microwave.
Yeah, it's always that
first
year.
That got us in hot water.
I would imagine, yeah.
the try
Sorry,
things.
Sorry,
have you covered the myth about foot size and penis size?
Yeah. No.
You ever
That's
heard,
part
yeah.
of the whole MythBusters After Dark episodes that we'll
Not
do
gonna
on,
be on
some
stage
other
tonight.
Network.
You and Jamie get out there and with your shoes and your penises.
Look at it like this. After we're done doing MythBusters, when no one will hire us on any television show ever again, then I'm sure there's some cable network that will pay us.
But
to
just
do that.
For the sake of the conversation, what size shoe are you and what size is Jamie? Do we know?
He has tiny feet.
He makes up for it, mustache. Now, yesterday on the show, we were talking about lighting farts, mm-hmm. and I don't know how we got there, but Heidi said that she's never lit one because she was afraid that there is a backdraft that could go back in and make
well,
you explode.
I don't know. I said I don't know what goes on. Yeah,
that you can go. That she would
That's
explode.
Not possible because
I don't know.
Because the air fuel mixture inside your butt is too rich.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. And not just yours. Pretty much anybody's.
Mm. Rich, bit nutty.
Can you light a queef on fire?
I have no idea.
Well, we're going to test
it. I doubt it.
I have a lighter.
All
Heidi,
right,
hike your
right,
legs
right,
in the
right,
air.
We'll
ready?
Going.
I'm
going
to have to walk out during this segment.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, no.
Apparently you can. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
oh, no.
Adam. Well, we have to. Oh my God, the curtains are on fire, and I'm not talking about the ones on the windows. Oh my God, we got to get out of here. Adam, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you guys so much.
If you want to go see the live show tonight at the Nokia Theater LA Live, call right now 1-800-955-5567. And the first three people to get through will get those pairs of tickets. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Throw a blanket on him. I think it's on fire a little bit.
No more eyebrows.
We'll be coming right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.